CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 26th of October 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Get involved with YOTA Month and book your GB25YOTA operating slot today. Photos from the VHF and HF contest trophies presentation are now on the RSGB website, and the RSGB gives an update on the QSL Bureau. Youngsters on the Air Month takes place in December, and the RSGB would love you to take part in this annual event. Special call sign GB25YOTA will be active throughout the month. Whether you're an individual, club, school, university or social group, this is an opportunity to host the call sign and get young radio amateurs active on the amateur bands. The Society would love to see scouts, girl guiding and cadet groups taking part too. The RSGB has changed the procedure for booking operating slots this year, so it is easier to see availability. Go to rsgb.org/YOTA-month and click on the schedule to see which slots are free. These aren't fixed and can be adjusted to suit your timings. You'll then need to email RSGB YOTA Month Coordinator, Jamie, M0SDV via yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to register as a GB25YOTA host and book your slot. Jamie can also help with any questions about taking part for the first time. The Society is aiming for the call sign to be hosted every day during December to enable more youngsters to have a taste of amateur radio. Be part of this great goal and book your operating slot today. The main VHF and HF contest trophy presentations were held at the RSGB 2025 convention on Sunday the 12th of October. A list of the winners and photos from the presentation can now be seen on the RSGB website via rsgb.org/trophies and selecting awards and photos galleries from the menu on the right-hand side. During the presentation, the prestigious Road Tab Trophy was awarded to John Warburton, G4IRN, for outstanding and consistent DX work. The RSGB would like to congratulate John and all the winners who received a trophy. Following the well-deserved retirement of QSL Bureau Manager Richard Constantine, G3UGF, the RSGB board is making arrangements to ensure the continued smooth operation of the QSL Bureau service. Members should continue to send outgoing QSL cards to P.O. Box 5, Halifax, as usual. Similarly, incoming cards will continue to be distributed by your existing sub-manager, and stamped addressed envelopes should still be sent directly to them. The board is currently finalising new management arrangements for the Bureau and will provide a further update once these are in place. The board wishes to record its sincere thanks to Richard for his many years of dedicated service to the Society and to the amateur radio community. Following Ofcom's recent implementation of phases 2 and 3 of the amateur radio license review, it has updated its main guidance document. Please ensure that you use the October 2025 edition so that you are using the latest information. Ofcom has also clarified that if you hold a special contest call sign, NOV, and you change your individual or club call sign, the special contest call sign, SCC, NOV, is still valid. This is because your full amateur radio license reference number has not changed. If you do hold an SCC, NOV, and you have changed your individual or club call sign, please send an email to sierracharliecharlie@rsgb.org.uk, stating your old call sign, your new call sign, and your SCC. That's the special contest call sign. So the RSGB Contest Support Committee Chair can update the issued SCC list. Got it? And over details of rallies and events. The Gala Shields Radio and Computer Rally is on today. The 13th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, will take place at the Museum of Communication in Burnt Island, Fife, Scotland, on Saturday the 1st of November from 10:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. There's nothing in our local area, so we move to special event news. Celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Dutch Marine Radio Amateur Club, special call sign Papa Alpha 40, Mike Alpha Romeo Alpha Charlie, is active until the 31st of December. A QSO with this station earns 10 points towards the Marine Amateur Radio Club Award. For more details, visit the PI4MRC page at qrz.com. Tarragonis Radio Club, Echo Alpha 3, Romeo Charlie Yankee, will be on the air throughout November using the special call sign Alpha Oscar 25, Tango Whiskey Hotel Sierra. The station is active to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the UNESCO World Heritage designation of ancient Tarraco. Operators will be using a variety of bands and modes. All radio amateurs and shortwave listeners are invited to take part and earn a commemorative award certificate. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/alpha-oscar-25-tango-whiskey-hotel-sierra. And now the DX news. Harold DF2WO is active as X-ray Tango 2 Alpha Whiskey from Burkina Faso until tomorrow, 27th. He usually operates CW, FT4, FT8 and SSB on various bands. He also works via the QO100 satellite, QSL via OQRS and Logbook of the World. And Mike VE2XB is active as Victor Yankee 0 Zulu Oscar Oscar from Coral Harbour on Southampton Island, NA007, until the 18th of December. Listen for activity on the 80 to 10 meter bands using CW and SSB, QSL via VE2XB. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest started at 0 hours UTC yesterday and ends at 2359 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is Signal Report and CQ Zone. The UK is in Zone 14. Tomorrow, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is Your Report. On Tuesday the 28th, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 18:30 to 21:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 29th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band. The exchange is your 6 character locator. The United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club DX SSB contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 1st of November and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of November. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. UK and EI stations also send their district code. For full details, including the team competition and area codes, visit Uniform Kilo, Echo India, CharlieCharlie.com or Romeo Sierra Golf Bravo, CharlieCharlie.org. Scores from RSGB members operating within the UK and Crown dependencies will be included in the HF Championship. The 144 MHz CW Marconi contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 1st and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of November. Using CW on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Britain DX contest also starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 1st and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of November. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 12th of November. Visit the Worked All Britain website to read more about the rules of the contest. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 23rd of October. It looks like the Earth dodged a bullet again last week when a large coronal mass ejection, CME, erupted on the far side of the Sun on Tuesday the 21st of October. Had that CME been Earth-directed, we could have endured a strong or possibly an extreme geomagnetic storm with dazzling displays of aurora. The source of the eruption was possibly sunspot region 4246, which is now past the Sun's west limb. The ACE spacecraft detected high levels of protons streaming past Earth, but they remained below the minor S1 radiation storm threshold. In other news, we've had a quiet geomagnetic week, which has allowed the ionosphere to shine. The solar flux index has been modest, ranging from 130 to 150, but propagation has been aided by improved geomagnetic conditions. During the past week, the 10-meter band has been humming with activity. Lots of stations were preparing for the CQ Worldwide SSB contest, which ends today. 8P5A in Barbados has been romping in during the afternoon, as has 8Z0YL in Saudi Arabia. Other DX worth last week, according to the CDXC Slack chat group, includes VK9DX on Norfolk Island on 12 metres SSB, 603T in Somalia on 40 metres CW, and PJ6Y on Sava and St Eustatius using SSB on the 12 metre band. This last station is a young amateur's de-expedition to the Pacific Island DX group. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will stay in the 140 to 150 range, with the KP index starting the week low, but then rising. We may expect a KP index of 5 or even 6 around the 28th to the 31st of October. Look for auroral conditions and lower maximum usable frequencies during this period. Meanwhile, make the most of the long-range propagation on the higher bands while the KP index is low. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The period of weather up to the end of the week ending the 2nd of November looks distinctly unsettled, with the weather pattern driven by an Atlantic jet stream pointing straight at the British Isles. This will mean that further periods of stormy weather are possible, with strong winds and heavy rain. This is not the time to expect much tropo for VHF or UHF, but it is a good period for the gigahertz bands to explore rain scatter propagation. The F2 and sporadic E graphs at propquest.co.uk have been experiencing some data supply issues recently. It's worth noting that strong jet streams and fast-moving weather patterns, as we have now, can bring a chance of out-of-season sporadic E. A good example on the evening of Sunday the 19th of October can be found if you check the archive tab. This 4-hour active period was possibly associated with a slowly advancing jet stream as seen on the sporadic E blog tab for that date. Meteor scatter operators had the Orionids, which peaked on the 22nd, to play with last week. The broad zone of activity may continue to provide weakening interest through the coming week. The KP index has been relatively subdued recently, but the message is once again to continue to monitor for the chance openings by noting when the KP index reaches 5 or more, or if you start to hear LF CW signals take on a fluttery note. For EME operators, the moon's declination is at a minimum today, 26, so moon window lengths and peak elevation are both low. Apogee was early on Friday the 24th, so past losses are falling again. 140 MHz sky noise rises over the weekend, reaching some 3300 Kelvin today, 26, before falling steadily to low levels the following Friday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So this is the full works for Bristol, South West, and my coverage in South Wales on 2 metres. So we start this side of the Bristol Channel. Gordano Amateur Radio Club meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Malcolm G4KPM is the contact at gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16, 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. The contact is via the web, novemberbravoalphacharlie.org.uk, or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. And Charhampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday. The club meets every Friday from 7 p.m. Colin G3YHV on 0117 982 3822 is contact, or email secretary@shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk, or look at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 AM. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 PM. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages, or email the secretary via secretary@tangosierragolf.alfaromeocharlie.uk. And Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 PM every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 PM. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. That's an email address. Over in Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society holds its AGM from 7:30 PM at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 PM. There's a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 PM on Wednesday. On Friday, there'll be a Zoom meeting from 7 PM. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080, or you can email sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 MHz from 12 PM. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 PM, and on Friday there's a meeting at Islwyn High School, NP120NU. Contact is Mark, 2W1MRK, on 07972-336-885. Kepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 PM in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and you can look, find them on the web, Gulf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 PM at Henthlis Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. To find out more, visit the club website at MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club, and contact is Gareth, MW6GVR, MikeWhiskey6GolfWhiskeyRomeo@AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 PM every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 until 10:30 PM most nights of the week, and contact is via Hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.105 MHz or 3.705 MHz from 10 AM. Tomorrow, that's the 27th, there will be a digital net on XLX135N from 8 PM. Tuesday sees a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 PM. A clubhouse evening takes place on Thursday from 7 PM. For more information, visit Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 PM. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Gulf Whiskey 2, Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot, .co.uk. Contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30pm in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club holds a net on Friday on 145.525 MHz from 7pm. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. And contact is via uskside.alfaromeocharlie.newport@gmail.com, or they're on the web as uskside.alfaromeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.